The Institute of Marriage is one of the pure institutes that have been instituted and brought about from the beginning of mankind. Allah says in Surah Ra'd, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَذُرِّيَّةً وَمَا كَانَ لِرَسُولٍ أَن يَأْتِيَ بِآيَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ لِكُلِّ أَجَلٍ كِتَابٍ. That we had definitely sent before you messengers, and we've stipulated for them wives and kids, and no messenger had come with the signs of Allah except with the permission of Allah. Each one had their appointed time. So in this verse, Allah encourages with regards to marriage, the institute of marriage, and getting married. And then we had advice that whoever is able to get married, the Messenger said, Ya ma'ashara al-shabab, man istata'a minkum al-ba'ata falyatazawwaj, fa'innahu aghaddu lil-basar wa ahsanu lil-farj. O group of young men, who is ever able to get married, then he should get married, because that is better for you, lowering your gazes, and more chaste in with regards to your private parts. So we should make marriage as easy as possible. Let marriage be as easy as possible, and in that way, inshallah, we will protect the community from unchaste behavior. One of the things that also makes marriage difficult is when we have unrealistic expectations, expensive mahar, more jewelry. I just had a call the other day where the family is demanding from the boy that they have mahari fatimi as well as so much jewelry and a ring and this and that and that, and comes to thousands and thousands of rands. While the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Khayru sadaqi aisaruhu, the best of dowry is the least amount. Umar radiallahu anhu said, La tughalu صدقته النساء فإن لو كانت مكرمة في الدنيا أو تقن عند الله لكان أولاكم بها نبي الله. That do not put high dowries, because if there was any honor in that, then the Messenger would have been the first to practice upon it. So let us make marriage as easy as possible.